街上的门，闪着门的大门上水，大哥去夜街别上那么急，多了我平时上街都不是，上上了街去到自己上的门，闪着门的大门上水。大爷去酒店里送了点中了那些三年的本人秀。
天津人
老天
地三人的是不是真的多
好的老师这出国我们的还能怕起空的
对不对
那我
王老师马上能给他当年的升级探险团队所以让他们朋友他们这边上去就公布了今天就他们下过给他们下面切到他们确认不及谁娘被公路上去就升级这些升级可能升不了
Let us cultivate the altruistic motivation seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating infinite kindMother sentient beings, with that kind of bodhicitta motivation, that we should all participate in this teaching.
Honest. Bangaran Chamalo Neti, Eti, Yantaba Zubi Sanji Komparamaji, that Toya Tanya Girls, Sonsangina, that Tambu, Kichi Yukarishan, Ani, that.Lendi lah, pa. Lendi kan nama dia tu, siapa ke cuma jenis.
I believe that we are seeking complete enlightenment or Buddhahood as our ultimate spiritual goal in order to actualize the complete enlightened state.One of the things that we must understand is the theory of law of karma and its actions. It's very important for us to understand karmic actions and how they function and what kind of outcomes they produce.
Lendi ke nama jadi aku sih masih na, dengan orang tu tak le, tak gawatam, tak le itu le gawatam, gawat lumat yang sumiores, tak sumjin nani tak gawe le le tu rantau jingga kita kaburis.
It is very important for us to understand the theory of law of karma and its actions.Broadly speaking, we can talk about three different categories or types of karmic action. We can talk about positive or wholesome karmic actions or good karmas. We can talk about negative or unwholesome karmic actions or bad karmas. And then we can talk aboutkarmic actions which are neither positive nor negative and we simply call them lumaten, literally meaning unspecified or neutral. And so when we look at these different types of karma, what we can see is that when it comes to understanding positive karmic actions and to engage in them, we cannot understand karma in great detail just on our own. We need to educate ourselves about karma.
Tang arang cho le ni da didu jung didu jung ta didu jung sa sa man du didu ani ta she je chal ten late ani le gewa ta me gewa chang ba re le long ma ten ten ani ngara cho didu ten jung go ya ma re
so we experience positive feelings and negative feelings, or we can say pleasant feelings, unpleasant feelings, or happiness and sadness and so on. These feelings and experiences we go through are the results or outcomes of our positive and negative karmic actions. Such experiences, both good and bad, they are not the products of or not the outcomes of what we call neutral karmic actions, neutral in the sense of karmas which are neither positive nor negative.
Mige wale dunghe tang gel dendro thamche thos kana chesa mige ile la tene anda dusne andwar ru ki chigina ta phenje ga le ta ga ndise ga tang kare ane ane nge song ke nge song ane ta sumbo te endu sen ta phenge hare ane ta dendro te dendro ki ne za sa ta mi ane lama ji komba de ane gyola tene chungyo hare ta ta ga nayi ke ane rang ko jula sem ta lui kati ina ta didun chungya te tere ta bebo chi da jibo shungba ina te le gyawala kini chungya res ta raha la mendoi pi rikki dunghe ta ane tani mendoi pi rikki shungba ina ta ti jungsa te ane le me gyawala kini chungya bata ii cheba ta te cheba shangu res
Great Indian realized Buddhist master Arya Nagarjuna states clearly in his precious garland or Ratna Avali, as Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, Nagarjuna states, suffering comes from negativity or negative karmas, and all kinds of happiness arise from positive karma, and so on. So what Nagarjuna is basically stating here is when we think in terms of karmas precipitating good and bad rebirths in different states of samsara or cyclical existence, by the statement which he says suffering comes from negativity, what that also includes is that if we create negative karmic actions or bad karmas, then these bad karmas could precipitate our rebirth in any of the three unfortunate states of rebirth and where we experience tremendous suffering. And so means, to be reborn as a hell being, as a hungry ghost, as a lesser kind of animal, these are the outcomes of negative karma and all the suffering that goes through in such states. But a statement where he says happiness comes from positive action, that also includes that good rebirths that we find in human world or in the celestial world and so on, these are the outcomes of positive karmic actions. Then whatever pleasures and happiness we do find in human life and in the divine life, a celestial life, are also the outcomes of positive karmic actions. So the point I'm trying to get across to you is this. Even as we look at our own personal life here and now, we go through all kinds of good and bad experiences, and we experience all kinds of pleasant and unpleasant feelings. All of these are related with and are the outcomes of our own positive and negative karmic actions. So when we look at our body and mind, like if we have a physical pain or we have a mental agony, these are the outcomes of negative karmas that we ourselves have created. Or we have a physical comfort or happiness, or we have a mental happiness or comfort, these are the outcomes of positive actions that we ourselves have created.
That and this song, sir. And it actually sung it up. And I ran to Lama to this song. The social ane, they pay ten times, they put the chip of condition to do the good donor. Chu dhug res kanangwa. Ta chu madhu na ane rana ane dhabudu shiva nga ta jit yungu ya mara. Che zang jit mebin dhebi ki yungu ya mara. Song zang rana dhabudu shiva yungu dhu na yungu dhu na ane ta rana ke ane chu dhug res. Senpa zangbu shis kanangwa. Sen zangbu ki yuevi ina te thwa ne ane luta ngata yisumbu tenya ane re ta lunga ni bo cha se zang bo ti ge na lunga ni bo te ji sin dang chen ta rang ke lunga yi sum bo te ge we so lo kort pa ji yung yo re du se na
So based upon the, such principles of karma that are you know kind spiritual teachers or gurus or lamas, they often advise us that if we do wish for peace, happiness, and you know goodness, then we must create positive karmic actions, and we must cultivate spirituality or dharma, because cultivating spirituality or dharma involves creating positive karmic actions. And so when we create positive karmic actions, then we ourselves are going to experience positive outcomes or results, because that is in the law of nature. So if we don't create such causes, then we cannot expect to experience their results, because without causes, there cannot arise any result. Because that is again a natural principle. And so what we really learned is to cultivate a positive state of mind, such as kind-heartedness or you know altruism. So when we do that, so when our mind is positive, when our mind is kind and generous and caring, then our actions of body and speech are also influenced by that positive state of mind, and we find ourselves doing something positive physically or saying something positive, And as a result, as we can see, that our actions of body, speech, and mind, all of them become very positive action. And so these positive actions lead to positive results or outcomes. On the other hand, if we do not create a lot of positive karmic actions, but we find ourselves creating a lot of negative karmic actions, then really what happens is these negative karmic actions will produce negative results. And if we think in terms of in terms of a rebirth, so we could find ourselves in a state or a situation where we experience a lot of problems and suffering. So this is what we really need to understand, how our own actions produce positive and negative results, outcomes that we ourselves have to experience.
All right. That nian song ge ne nia wa ye de tun zhong nian song ge ne le rang xie bi yin na ta de yi ten la nian song de nian song ge ten la ne ge wei le de ba qi da ka bo le shi
So we really need to think about the also if you will the tremendous implications of our karmic action. Let's say if we create a lot of negative karmas, and then they precipitate our rebirth in say hell or hungry ghost world or in a lesser kind of animal world. So once we get there, or we are reborn there, then because of the situations in such states of existence, that we would rather find it very difficult, if not impossible, to create positive karmic actions. So that's how we really sink deep into, if you will, a state of suffering.
Honest. That the next song Tani Jerome Ching Dukanando Lam Cho Drubalanita Tanju Tanji Togores Dixkana, Kariza Lam Cho Dil Sinit Samiti, Manipa to Sashi Yungumaris, and Kanando, Jesal Lam Cho Drubala, Rang Ten Zambuch Togre, that thing, any Dendro thing, Nani, and Chitang, when you chew Drubak, Tako, your second thing, Abaki, Nigurit Kanando.
So because of that great Tibetan master Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa Ojerumbuche has stated elsewhere, as Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, that it is really important for us to make efforts to find a good life basis that is fully qualified and categorized, so that we could use that life basis to cultivate positive spiritual paths and accomplish spiritual goals. And so it is really important for us to make efforts to create karma to be able to find good rebirth in our next life or in the future. And of course, it's not enough to be reborn in a relatively stated, a good state of existence, but within that, try to find the best kind of life that constitutes the best life basis for spiritual development. And so that's so important, because without which it is rather very hard to make a spiritual progress if we find ourselves in a very difficult situation such as three bad migrations.
Sunchata, tindigani ta ngarancho te sheva juni, ta ten zangbo kundu sine, ta kyo dhaya ten zangbo kundu sheva juni ndu shungba tobe ina, ane ta tanda ngarancho mi ilu ten zangbo kyo dhaya koko mi yorobas. Then the Shiva Shima Taka Nangi, we have to talk about the Sang Tangurus.
So our plan, spiritual plan, if you will, is that this time we all have been very fortunate, to be able to have this precious human life and all its, qualities or characteristics, and we have been fortunate to be able to meet with the Dharma and have opportunity to practice or cultivate it. So if we really make efforts now to make sure that in our next life we find this kind of, good rebirth. So in our successive lives, if we could find this kind of a rebirth and then continue our spiritual development, then we will be able to make good progress towards fulfilling our spiritual goals.
So that tangin hema hiba na yige. Then tanju ko ten zangbo ki tobe shevel ta ngarancho ndi ti jute sago yo resheta. Mintu so pa panya de kare sna so ke bala sa ba ta ani te dan mege wa tunzu mege wi le tu pa pan kan tu shi ani te lo sho ani ge we le du kan tu shi tang ya ba de te zo ba she go do was.
So connecting this whole idea, what we need to do here, and relating that to the theory of law of karma and its outcomes, that if you would like to have this kind of good rebirth and pursue our spiritual development in the next life or in the successive lives, then we've got to create the causes to find good rebirth in the future. So this means we need to create positive karmic actions, and we need to stop creating negative karmic actions which otherwise become impediments and obstacles for us to find this kind of good rebirth in the future. And so therefore, without doing the things we need to do, basically creating good karmas to find good rebirths, and not creating bad karmas that could be impediments, without causes, creating the causes, we cannot expect, to find result.
Jo kariki sagra sa na antipan dos ba hyubina tambo de lan trim number ta ba king ta ngaba de gogar trim number ta bi yes zones je za trim number ta ba ki yonga ki tabi she gu.
So what are the essential causes to find a precious human life, just the kind we have in the future? Number one, we really need to observe pure ethics or morality. In other words, keeping our moral principles intact as the foundational basis is very important.
Well, that tambo de chujim chujim namba de bi zunju ge chujim de da mangbu kyu yo res kare is na ali tambo kyu bi na ta chamalo ki raju shungi na nda, tai raju ma shungi na kanga chama lo pe pangu ya karas na mige chobo ngu surumde. Nga bata sungu ya, mige chobo pa pang ya te pa pang ne. Just that di lo sho de pe ta, re ta sungu ya.
So when we talk about pure ethics or keeping pure ethics or morality, of course morality consists of many different kinds, but there is a basic fundamental moral principles, if you will, which apply to one and all. You know, in other words, that whether we are monks or nuns or lay people, it does not matter. All of us must abandon the 10 negative actions of body, speech, and mind and adopt the 10 positive actions of body, speech, and mind. So that is our basic fundamental moral principles.
That ring, the kid that you hear with the Suya Mariscarina, you know, the Sava, you know, we give a two cities and the Luch going to Sum, not going to ye, Sum, then do that the Cardinals and Susie by Chevy Chavashevus.
Because I don't have time today, or I don't intend to go into, you know, each of those 10 negative actions of body, speech, and mind today. But if there are completely new people, who are completely new to this kind of idea or topics, I would advise you to just kind of out of your curiosity, just find out what are the 3 negativities of body, and what are the 4 negativities of speech, and what are the 3 negativities of mind.
That the hana ying ti thola ta ki rabdi chungwa yin na ta sungja rabdi sung sungja mangbu yoro ta hana ying ti mena yin ta chumba yin na ya sungju simpi domba ta ngaj domba yung yin na tenzu sungku kuyores.
So abandoning 10 negative actions of body, speech, and mind is like a very basic moral practice which applies to one and all. And then if one has taken monastic ordinations as monks and nuns, then has to keep the monastic ethics of the vows intact. Even if one has not taken monastic ordination, but as a lay practitioner, one may have taken bodhisattva ethics, or one may have taken, in addition to that, tantric ethics or the Vajrayana ethics. So we need to keep all those ethics, different levels of ethics that we have committed ourselves to, you know, pure and intact. When we talk about Shila or Sultan, ethics or morality, we just cannot objectify it, you know, as if ethics means that you have to behave in a particular way. Ethics is more to do with the state of mind. It is defined as Sungsem, means, it is a state of mind to protect. So in the footnotes, to protect ourselves from the things we don't want, and find what we want.
Oh, nice. That thing in the churak zone we chug there is. Chu jumia, chu pakaya, churak here, but didn't like the sunsem day, didn't like chug there is.
Metaphorically speaking, practicing ethics or morality is just like, putting up a levee to stop the, floods or the water from flooding. So it's just like that. We practice ethics to kind of protect ourselves from, negative outcomes and negativities. Great Indian master, Buddhist master Acharya Chandrakirti, in his supplement to the Middle Way of Madhyamika Avatar states, again Geshe-la quoted the lines from memory, where he said that if we are seeking a fortunate rebirth, then there is no other cause but to abide by pure ethics or morality.
That's in saying around to the Nanjini, Yorumji, Tabaka, and Nangu Yoris. Toronto, any that the work and they do not do is that thing, Marie. You never say, Shisha Maris, Kanonga. You never say that you never say, but it's shaving in the condition, never seen you condition shaving in the Trimton Gayunger. So, thing is that Ran and ngunte kompa thaji ke lamde ka yong go che chen chun je de dang ba ka nang do ke chen bre chora zo pen do che to na che pen do che to men do na me yin ne da ne ba ne ba ma she chen da lue da nga da yi go ne ba san she jo ma res ka nang
His Holiness the Dalai Lama, you know, every now and then advises us in the simplest language possible, but capturing the very essence of you know Buddha's teachings. That is, His Holiness would advise us that we should you know help others as much as we can. But if you can't help, don't harm them. So in these simple statements, you know, there is a profound message for all of us, if you will, that not harming others means it's you know, is a part of our pure ethics. Because if we harm others, then we are creating negativities. Because the whole purpose of keeping pure ethics is not to hurt anybody through our actions of body, speech, and mind. And then helping others as much as we can, that is also part of the pure ethics in the sense that it is a positive karmic actions, you know, helping others.
Sonchata, kasing ne kyuwin bas, lendi nangya te kira chaki chawres, ane tomba ni tombi kira rangyuri sheba ta, ane lendi je nangya kheba ni kari, kari lelha yores, ane ta tomba ni tongyi toya te lelha yores ka nangya.
You may recall that last time I said that if we compare you know, subtleties of law of karma to that of the profound view of emptiness, and if you ask which one is rather more difficult to understand, as a matter of fact, it is you know, much more difficult to understand the subtleties of law of karma. Even though you know, it is very difficult to realize emptiness as it is, but relatively speaking, that is easier.
So the tat ke chihute rang tol rang tol debo de chibo didu dunge ina da debo chibo debo de chibo ina didu kar so ina ya te yele yala ke ja maris rang shebe le de rang mimba ki sandang maris
So our understanding of the theory of law of karma and actions also includes that when the good and bad things happen to us, or when we experience them, we really cannot blame others for our experiences. But rather we need to look inwardly and understand that all these good and bad experiences I go through my life are the results of my own good and bad karmic actions. So we have a tendency to think that, for example, when the problems come into our life, we started to, you know, find the causes of our problems in other people. Like, okay, he or she is responsible, or they are. In other words, I wouldn't have this problem. And we have a tendency to think that we blame others, and that's because that we really don't understand that the real cause of our problems that is what we have done. But what others have done is they have conditioned, you know, to ripen that very cause of the problem that we ourselves have created. So others are, you know, at the best are the conditioning factors, but they are not the real causes of our problems.
Te yungu yores, penda nekhaan yapo ta, nekhaan zangpo ta, taha na yi sosele kubhe tunjin yapo yunga tunzu tsama lo, tunzu yi te yunga ka le de rang sa yore, te yi na yi, ta te yi chuan dhapa shiya te, ane yi yin la teni yungu yores.
So what I've just explained with regard to the negative karmas and also, it's the same thing with the positive things too, that whatever good things are happening in our life, These are the real outcomes of the good karmas that we ourselves have created. Of course, others could contribute to that to those outcomes of activating the good karmas. Let me give an example here. So that if you are living in a very comfortable house or a nice home, basically that is the result of one's own good karma. But we can also see others' contribution here. It is through others' help that somebody helped us build the house, or somebody built the house for us. So that is just a conditioning factor. But the real karma to be able to enjoy a good place or a house or whatever wonderful facilities we have in life are the results of our own good karmas. So relating to the law of karma, I think it's also important for us to consider and reflect upon how we came from the past life into this life, and from this life we go into next life. So we really need to reflect upon and try to understand the connections between the past life to the present life and to the future life. In other words, we came into this life from our past life. So this life is related to what we did in the past life, and what we will be in the future is related to what we are doing now or in the present life. So if we really don't think about this whole continuity of life and understand this, then we might find ourselves, sometimes thinking in a very weird ways. For example, that if you really don't believe in the past life, let's say previous life, then this life has just happened randomly, right? It's just out of the blue. It just dropped from the sky because there is no connection to be found, or because we don't accept the past life. And then when this life comes to an end, it is just like, we become nothing, absolutely nothing, because nothing goes, everything ends when we die. So then what happens the next life is just another random thing. It just kind of comes out of nowhere, So all these, weird positions we started to find ourselves, holding. So the point I'm trying to make here is that we are sentient beings, animate beings. So we have such thing called mind or consciousness, and it has its own continuity. It continues from one life to the next life. So when we die, we do not become a rock or some inanimate objects. And if we think that way, when we die, then everything becomes nothing and we just become a rock or some just dust or something, then that shows that we have no understanding whatsoever of the fundamental principles of Buddhism. That's not how it is. Animate beings do not become inanimate objects, and inanimate objects like rocks and trees do not become animate beings. So you may have heard about the Buddhist position that every sentient being has what we call Buddha nature, the potentiality to become a complete enlightened being. So we said all sentient beings, we didn't say all phenomena, we said all sentient beings. So what really that means is that each and every sentient being can eventually become an enlightened being of Buddha. Okay? But that is based upon, you see, this the notion of life before, life after, and after. Otherwise, nobody says that everybody become a Buddha in this lifetime. You know, nobody made that position. You know, so it is really important for us to understand what does it mean to say that all sentient beings have Buddha nature, and how does that work?
Yes.
So if we really, I should say, go deep into the Buddhist literatures, then we find, that different positions are, are presented in Buddhist literature, such as, there are those who accept that there are three ultimate, vehicles, or three different vehicles, and each of them are ultimate in its own sense. But then there are those who say that ultimately there is one final vehicle, not three vehicles, there's just one. So from that perspective, that every sentient being can eventually become a Buddha. So in Buddhism, there are those who hold a position that there are three different vehicles or yanas and three different goals relating to that. So the three vehicles or yanas are Shravaka Yan, or the hearer's vehicle, and Pratyeka Buddha Yan, or the solitary realizer's vehicle, and then Bodhisattva Yan, or the Bodhisattva's vehicle. So each of these vehicles, leads to different goals. And so if somebody holds the position that there are these three vehicles, each of them leading to different goals, that is a different position from those who say that in the final analysis, there are no three vehicles or yanas, but that's just one ultimate vehicle. That means everybody becomes a Buddha eventually. So whether one holds the position that there are three different vehicles or yanas leading to three different goals, or there is just in the final analysis one vehicle, ultimate vehicle, it doesn't matter in terms of asserting that it may take many lifetimes to reach any of the goals. Even in the case of, say, hearers, to be able to reach the hearer's liberation, it may take more than one lifetime, So what that tells us is that there is a such thing as life after.
So
So whether one holds the position that there are three different vehicles leading to three different goals, or that it's one final vehicle, it doesn't matter. In all of these positions, they assert that sentient beings do not become inanimate objects, and inanimate objects do not become or cannot become sentient beings. Sentient beings have such a thing as what are called mind or consciousness that continues from life to one life to another life.
Chalansoke, then medoke tan durache zebo tan yabo tere thon me to yabo tere thon na na ti siwa yuma te medoke tere ki yong cha san san begin na yuma yama rasti.
So if you are people who really appreciate, the beauty of different flowers and different kinds of flowers, so you have them at home or, in the garden or whatever, but looking at them, if you think that, how nice and beautiful these are, so in my next life I hope to be one of those flowers, it's never going to happen.
Honest. So is that that?
So the good news is that all of us, and as a matter of fact, all sentient beings have what is called Buddha nature. And because of that potentiality, that one day every one of us and every one of sentient beings can become a Buddha or enlightened being. Now that, that is, not an artificial fact being created and presented, but that is in the very nature, that is related to the nature of our mind. So we all have the potentiality to become a Buddha, called Buddha nature. But that does not mean that without doing anything that we need to do, that somehow eventually everybody will become Buddha just like that. That just doesn't make any sense. We have the seed of enlightenment, but we have to make efforts to activate that seed, to nurture that seed, to develop that seed, and become a Buddha. So therefore, we need to cultivate spirituality, and we need to engage in positive actions. So what are some of the principal causes to become an enlightened being and to activate our Buddha nature is to cultivate great love, great compassion, altruism, and wisdom, and etc.
And of course,
there are many more causes to be cultivated to become a Buddha, such as, great love, great compassion, altruism, and so on. So there are these detailed explanations and presentations of these things, what each of these means and how to cultivate them and so on. And those of you who have been in Dharma for a long time, you have attended my Lamrim teachings many times, and so you are familiar with those things. And those who are very new, suggest that, you read about the Lamrim texts, and maybe in the future you can attend Lamrim teachings.
That is Sabbath 7 of Shivina, that is Lana Yapundu. Shivina, Saji Kumba Toba Shabala, and it has in the name, but Tawa number Toba Shabba number Toba Jugures, this way the Karisena. And then Shanji is here, but Jeranji is Shakugers. Did Shanji is Rambo Jeranji is Shane, did told Tatan, Titan, Karsi Titan Travis in the Ligota, and you don't need to be here, Rangi Shakugers. Shanji is here, but Jetan.
So Just to explain very briefly, what are the main causes of enlightenment. As I was explaining to you last week, as we find stated in this wonderful text called A Miscellaneous Collection of Kadampa Geshe's Advices, that we need to combine together or integrate what is known as the pure view and the pure conduct. And why do we need to do that? Why do we need to integrate the pure view and the pure conduct together? It's because we need to cultivate the two minds of enlightenment, the conventional mind of enlightenment and the ultimate mind of enlightenment, without which we cannot become an enlightened being.
So that thing nani tamdu alita tuba chimbe de lam ni shuba shebala ane shangji seru bo jara ji shegu gare te sheba shebala ane ni ji chimbo ta ane are ta man tuara se ane shamba chimbo ni bo te ran ji sheba ji gugo so cha senje la me bi ni ji da shamba ni bo cha chimbo yin bo ta ba ja ji na bo ka na do wa che cha te kare sa lam ji sa wa na bi tuba chimbe lam ji sa wa yin yan yan ya kense da ki yan za sa ga ta
Cultivating bodhicitta or the conventional mind of enlightenment is very essential to reach enlightened state, because that is considered the door to enter into bodhisattva's way of life or Mahayana path. And in order to be able to have bodhicitta or altruistic mind of enlightenment, we need to cultivate great love, great compassion, etc., without which we cannot have bodhicitta. And so because of that, His Holiness the Dalai Lama often talks about love and compassion and so on, because these are, the essential principles of spirituality or dharma that we need to, cultivate in our mind.
Yes.
No, we will go back to the text where we left off last time.
Ani sanje kombo to ba cheba ani tawan na ba to ba cheba na ba chi ta ba chi nyandu shu du gres du bi ta ti ta shi ni bo te ya te bi na shen kar gres ya hi bre ta.
So as great Geshe Domtapa was explaining, that in order to reach complete enlightened state, one must integrate the pure view and the pure contact together. Now the three Kadampa brothers ask again, well, if you split them from one another, so what happens? What is wrong with that?
Honest. Ta ya tes na khorwa cheba na bata ba yela ta na bata ba meba she ya ta na bata ba yena ya cheba na bata ba meba she bina meba cha bina ta ka shen kare yes ya kindwa.
So in other words, the three brothers, Kadampa Geshe brothers, are saying that hypothetically speaking, of course, that let's say that one has the pure view but not the pure conduct, or vice versa. So then what happens?
Ola, tati ilend mandu kanamba, tembe hienis, ta? Ane tawa number tawa chi yue chang se, ta? Tawa number tawa chi yue na yang se? Ane sheba number tawa chi me na se, ta? Ane le junri la menzeng ki, le junri la menzeng maris? Ate sheba tsungu, ane sheba tsungu le chok ris kanan.
And explains that supposing that one has what is called the pure view but does not have the pure contact, in such a case that person will not care about the law of karma and its outcomes, and he or she will become a reckless in his or her behavior.
Le jundi le menzen pa da shwa tsungbo le shwa yin na shen ka re zhen na da yin ni ge den dum ni ma da yin ni ge den ni te ran da yin ji an ni den dum thuk ma re skan.
So if one doesn't care about the law of karma and cause and effect and become reckless in one's behavior, in such a case that person can neither accomplish his or her purpose of life, nor can help others accomplish their purpose of life.
that he told ya muni tese ta tawa tengs ani kondos tawa namba ta bje yene ya te ani rimberim bipeta kersi ju rang thobje ani thoje namba ta bje thoya ge jul joye te khabar hes kanu kondos.
So not only that, then what is claimed to be the pure view will also eventually, become useless in the sense that it cannot lead one to enlightened state.
That dawa number taji shaba number matana li judi le menzen pa da ani shaba tsingbul shoya da ani te insustende chumba yina rang te yin ten dun nukumara tikshe da. That shiva number tapa ji yena yense ya tawa number tapa mena ngue pe nilu matona ta tawa number tapa ji mena se de shan kare yores.
So we just talk about what's wrong with hypothetically speaking having what's called the pure view but not a pure conduct. That means one becomes reckless and one's behavior and one doesn't care about the law of karma, and then things really go wrong. But what happens if one has the pure view, but not the pure conduct, but not the pure view? In other words, that one does not have the understanding of the ultimate nature of phenomena.
That shiva naba tapa yena yang ngupi nilu te ni tatau naba tapa yimato mena ni ngupi nilu tohu mares.
So in other words, that if one were to have the pure conduct but not the pure view, that means one will never realize the ultimate nature of phenomena.
That is not only the same reason that die the yiniki tenya don't do the mares canon.
So without that realization of the ultimate nature phenomena, again, one cannot fulfill the purposes of both self and others.
That. Then many to kare ya da ye da ta ye je de ning ge du tu ma re ta te many to sheba te ya ne ko ban dos ane rang gun de ja ta tu dro ya ka le ane tol dro ya ka ko re ska.
So in that situation also, it is rather very difficult for the pure conduct to lead one to where one wants to go. In other words, to help one accomplish one's spiritual goal.
Tena aseta tashi sung mandenas lam lopar hungris alhungwes hungris kanta ta tashaba ni bu sungri ki majuna ane lam lopar hungris lam dosa ka lamga deva de ram rozi roya kata lam teva de lek mari lam lopar sungris.
So therefore, if we don't integrate or bring together the perfect view and the pure view and the pure contact together, then one may find oneself following a wrong path or falling into a wrong track.
Kare is na tete rang dosa glam tewa thadu kare is na sanji kompa thogu yor cheta tela ne dothya khapur is kanang duwa.
In other words, where we really want to go to is the complete enlightened state of Buddhahood. So in order to get there, we need to integrate the pure view and the pure contact together. But if we do one but not other, then we may, we may never, be able to go to enlightenment.
Ta songyu la lhap gui se songyu kse kare se na dee songyu te kare se na ane tawa da shepa nyingba te songre ke to ne a lhap gui reis ka nandwa.
So if we split the two paths from each other, the pure view and the pure contact, we will never get to the enlightened state. So what that is, that tells us that in order to reach enlightened state, we must bring the pure view and the pure contact in a state of unity or union. So we need to practice the union of pure view and pure contact.
Wala ta yan dan ji ji ta yan ta kun chi sung kadam kun chi sum chi ane ya ane dom tem bal dan dom tem jo jo ne la ya kan ji shu ndo kar ri sa na kan ko ri na tem bal kun chi sum chi sum chi. Wembar nyamsa lemba tangs, ra wembar la deni, kibu ndo si wembar de nyamsa lemba tang, 아니 생기나 최저 팬도 봐니 뭐데 케 가르치 그리스 케 가르치 그리스 간 약간 쉬워.
Again, the three Kadamba brothers asked Domtenpa another question. They asked him, which of these two is the more profitable thing to do? That is, to practice in a solitude or try to benefit sentient beings through spirituality. So which of these two things is more profitable for one?
Well, that the any that land and the tembe genes rangjula sa rangjula ani nyanto ke mepes nyamnyo ta ani ta ngone shono nyamnyo ta te toba toba ramne toba shiga ji gure toba machine ya rangjula nyamnyo ke gure sh ta rangjula nyamnyo nyamto se ta ni chu dibra ba rangjula nyamto se nyamta nyamnyo ta toba ke mepes le tambo bes kanza ke अनि लेटा वा गाजा किन्जु सेंगे ला जेजे पेन ता जम अ थोय खबरे पेन तो केमो यंगो मारे का
Domtenpa answers the following. Individuals who do not have experience and realizations, such individuals on the beginner's path, even if they try to benefit other sentient beings through Dharma or spirituality, they really can't benefit them. So the point here is that to be able to benefit other sentient beings, the best thing is we should have both experience and realizations of Dharma. But even if we don't have realizations, unless we have good experiences, then we may be able to benefit others through spirituality. If we are lacking in both areas, then try to benefit others through spirituality is not going to be of much benefit. That's Domtenpa's answer.
That pena ki wangku shinle de shebe ina wangku shinle de shebe ina shinle ne tomba shewa tan ratis. Ke dinli shebe ina ki ne tomba tombe tombal pandu si she ma to ta dinle pe jalas ke men de khabu chai de din nang jires shinle ne tomba shewa tan ratis shinle long ju me shen han.
And great Domtenpa uses this metaphor or example to illustrate his point. He says, let's say, if one does not have experiences and realizations of Dharma, then trying to benefit others through spirituality is just like trying to pour something out of an empty pot or container into another pot. Nothing is going to come out. So this is like, say, somebody who has neither experiences nor realizations, but trying to give an empowerment or initiation, let's say tantric, and then in that ritual we involve giving something, blessings and inspiration to others, but there's really nothing to give. It's just an empty pot trying to give something pour into empty pot.
Di kuteng yang ini dah kari ini tadi dangatis, bangma nempres singpi cantan danis, dan di dani mal. Kalau sana cion dosi ni cantu ni, tadi tu cuma pun dosi je ni je cawat itu dah, tadi bangma segel tadi, tu kita mungkin tadi bangma segel. Tetapi ni pe, tetapi yang cantu dan danis, tadi roda cawat kita yang maris kan? Dangala roju mes dan
apa? And then Domtenpa uses another example to illustrate the point. He said, it's just like, an alcohol that has no fermentation. It has no, what you call zit in it, that it doesn't do anything. It's just like a water. It has lost its potency to intoxicate people. And the people who like to drink, because they get, zit out of that drinking alcohol, it has alcoholic content. But that alcohol has lost its potency to intoxicate you, then it is just water. I mean, there's nothing in it, So just like that, without experiences and realizations, if one were to sort of, let's say, teach others Dharma, that instruction or teaching will have no power. It has no content. It's just like alcohol with no alcoholic potency.
Tandi jeno, tre tobalas, jolam tre ta, tre tobalas, tre to jolam tre, temba masopi, ane mebashibi, mebashibi kansak set, ane ta sushi show, tende yina yata, bena lamni hune sushi show yina, kansak is, singi jitan sharmatub des, shenle, pumba, re, shenle, pumba kanju tandrati, yin kan. Kangzana, Rani, Yen Kangzana, Rani Tombranches, that Tombe Tombal Patang in my future, some the Chagres can. Then the Kalikondo.
Okay, so until one has stabilized oneself in the heat level of the path of preparation, we call tre. Even if one were to try to benefit sentient beings through teachings, it is just like one tries to pour something out of one's container into other's container. There's something in it, but once you give that, when you pour your houses apart into others, then your part becomes empty because there's nothing to sustain it.
That's so she show in a pen, like you can say in any dirt tollers, and the temper matters that may show salad. Then you get that, Kitsarba, and it says that the Pentucky, you had to get a couple of Ganon.
So, in other words, we're talking about is, we're talking about those who have already entered into what we call a spiritual path. They have not yet realized, maybe they are on the, what we call, they have already, maybe attained the path of accumulation and even certain levels of the path of preparation, but not stabilized in the heat level of the path of preparation. Even these people who have already entered into spiritual path, they have something to give. But when they give that to others, then they themselves might become empty. Just like, you have a pot with something in it. When you pour it into another pot, now the other pot gets it, but this pot becomes empty.
So that Jean le temba topa yabuki mena danga tis danga ani dreme la jutan tatis. When I mami ki socially you have this mini patevi in the meat can the run the ane run say yamar was yin seltana.
So then he gives more example to illustrate the point that, if one has not yet stabilized in a certain level of the path, then even if we try to help others, it's just like, say, you have a lighted candle, that is shining and illuminating now, and if you give that candle to the other person, that other person brings it to a different place, now you are in complete darkness, because you give what you have to the other person. So there's nothing to sustain the illumination in, at your place.
Yin seltam na ranyin dripanjus da. Sa thomnis da. Sa thomnis pape ganzari da. Sa thomnis da. Ni sa thomnis ya de shangyu senbi. Da shangyu senbi sar sung ding do. Sa thomni. Maru senji ji dun trupsi shawa yin des. Sa thomnis da susi yini karishya bhe na lunga ke shawa ta mawa ni Singi then Jokeris cano, to see showing in this. Shinle Pumba Zambu Mudu Tantas.
On the other hand, when one has reached spiritual ground, so we can think in terms of Bodhisattva's grounds, spiritual ground, which begins with the path of seeing. So if one has attained the path of seeing and above, then if one were to benefit others, as a matter of fact, one is completely dedicated to benefit others, and one were to benefit others, not only one would be able to benefit others tremendously, but one is able to sustain the power to benefit others within oneself. An example given here is just like what we call a wish, almost like a wish-fulfilling vase. You put, into other containers from this vase, not only the other containers are filled and satisfy other people, but this vase has this inexhaustible resources within it.
Yeah. Ta ko tomba dog mares ta de sa swan la.
No.
Ta ye ta ki mi bra che chan se. Pe na sa thom ni sa thom ni ta du se ni a sin ji de dro ba la ani ye ta ki sin ji ye na mi bra che chan se. Ra la ani kang tong me se ta rang pe karai che ve na ta rang rang ye ti de an ta a ta men dro de de ta ani rang le ke ve chen de de ta ni ung mares ye ta ki mi bra che chan Ran la kanto mes, yel kasi trebe yene ran pe taka ne jungu yori ma to pe selo yi amares kana. Pen nde pumba zombo sen uru denda se pen nobirumbuchi yene nobirumbuchi rteni pen yene jimba kasi tane nobirumbuchi ran la yoi yin tsan ti yene ti tuli yene taka nagi pe nama nagi tsun jungu yori ten nagi kires kana ndo.
So the point is that once one attains a spiritual ground, and then from then onward try to benefit others, not only would one be able to benefit others like tremendously, but one is able to sustain the power, the resources to benefit others. And so it is just like the more you give to others, the more you have. It's not like the more you give, the more empty you become in the previous cases, you know. So when one tries to have others ripen their minds and benefit them, one is also able to maintain the resources and increase one's resources. And the example Geshe-la has given is just like a wish-fulfilling gem. A wish-fulfilling gem is capable of fulfilling others' wishes. By fulfilling others' wishes, the wish-fulfilling gem does not diminish. It does not become less of a wish-fulfilling gem.
The Satomni any tell social because Jimbatan and Karishin Chavinti, Dana the any Mami Jimatan Tatis, Mami hit around you have been the Mami killing in Dushipa, Mombuji, Jaton Tontama, which him begin a co, Mami Tsawe, Mami Takara Ran, the Tsawe, Mami Taka Dugra was still Nike, Rang Pay, Chuj Jimbal Kadichi, Shaving and Ran, Tomba Chagamaris, Pesha Taka Dugra, that and you get the Kiwarek.
So basically, Dhamma is giving different examples to illustrate the same point, that once you are on a spiritual ground, and then you try to benefit others through the generosity of giving teachings and so forth, not only is one able to benefit others a lot, but one is able to sustain the resources to benefit others. So this is just like another example is, the butter lamp that has a lot of oil inside the lamp, and it can help lead other butter lamps, but at the same time it does not get extinguished because it still has a lot of oil and resources and it's still burning.
No, that and the trova nyig dan ta trova tambo de chanson ta nyimba te ka len tra gyu tsa
hyu gins. So the three Kadamba brothers, Geshe brothers, asked Domtenba like these two questions. Which of these two things is more beneficial or profitable? Actually, the word they use is profitable. To practice in solitude or try to benefit sentient beings through Dharma. So what really Dhamma has said is very important, no doubt, but then when we look at our present situation, it's rather really hard to find, somebody in that situation.
So, when you come here, Dhamma is in that, how are you going to do this one night at the end? And socially, you don't have a man, socially, you don't have a man, but socially, you don't have a man, but you don't have a man, but
especially in the case of giving tantric empowerment initiations, if one does not have experiences and realizations, then trying to give an initiation is really difficult, to initiate others into tantric practice. And even if one doesn't have realizations, at least one got to have, rich experiences. So otherwise it will be like as Dhamma described earlier, it is just like we are trying to pour something into another, something out of an empty pot into another empty pot. There's nothing to come out.
Alright. Tan do shok, and me te ngajo ne chue tembata, chutungurwa, ta chutungi mena ta tenda di higmar, tenda di hiya, ta chutungurwa.
Now, from a Sutrayana point of view or the discourses point of view, right, we know how important it is to give teaching Dharma, because without teaching Dharma, then, you know, we won't be able to understand Dharma.
Tam dosho ni chigi na sata lam chi nyamyo ta ane toba juli shiya ta kira kaburabas ta ngarans pina kira kaburabas ngaratawi ina ta kaburabas.
So then, you know, even in this regard, as I look at myself and also others, it's possible the same, that it's really hard to exactly be the one Tomtomba has said that, you know, the best would be to have both experiences and realizations. And when I look at myself, well, that's rather difficult, you
know.
Having acknowledged that, but then in the Treasury of Knowledge of Abhidhamma Kosha by Acharya Vasubandhu, great Indian Buddhist master, it says that, as Geshe-la quoted the stanzas from his memory, that, if one were to give teaching with pure motivation, to the best of one's knowledge and abilities, in other words, that one does not mislead others, but try to represent the teaching correctly, but with pure motivation, that is considered as a good example of the practice of generosity of giving teaching. So in the light of what Vasubandhu has said, that one could give teaching, you know, with pure motivation and with correct understanding. And when it comes to the portions of teaching where one do not understand, then one should not pretend. Either one should be honest in saying that I really don't know in these matters, or one should at least don't teach the things one doesn't know. So the point I'm trying to make here is that out of pure motivation, and so if we were to share one word of Dharma that we understand to someone who is sincerely interested in learning that and ask for that, then that becomes a gift of a gift of Dharma. That becomes a practice of the generosity of giving teaching.
Honest.
And that is very beneficial.
That didn't take Jagins.
And we will stop there today, and I have a few announcements, and I have an announcement and a request to make. So the first announcement, I believe that Annie already did announcement, but I'm just kind of repeating here to make sure that you hear this. As you know, that the Tibetan New Year called Losar is next Sunday, which is great, because usually we get up early morning and come there and do the prayer and then run to school or work. It's kind of crazy, but this is Sunday. So we have a simple prayer ceremony at 7:30 at the Long Beach Monastery, and we will pray for the long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Geshe-la and so on. And then we serve light breakfast there and wish everybody Happy New Year. And then at noon, as a matter from 12 to 5, I was told that we will do our annual Losar potluck. And this will be at the Veterans Park Social Club or Hall, Veterans Memorial Park, 101 East 2828 Street, Long Beach. And I believe there are beautiful cards printed out with information in the lobby. You can take one with you. And so we invite one and all to this potluck and to the Losar. You can bring your family and friends. You can bring your favorite dish. You know, you could be on diet, but you bring the best diet food you like. Or the vegans can bring the vegan food they eat. And also, I would also add, please bring your good talents. You know, you can sing, you can read poetry, you can share good jokes, you know, not any dirty jokes, and so on. And then, of course, next Sunday there is no teaching because of the loss of ceremony. But the following Wednesday, which is the 21st, which usually Kishala gives Lamrim teaching in the evening, that is going to be there. That will be his last teaching for this year. And the prayer request is for Mary Carricker, who was in a very bad accident. So prayer has been requested for her. Namaskar.
Sometimes.
So we got a name of a person who was in a bad accident, and we know that we always get many requests, like people who are terribly sick, or they are on the on the verge of dying, or they are already passed away. So we think about everybody and we wish them the best, and may they be able to find good rebirths and a dharma, and then be able to take care of themselves in their future lives.
Shadow Gore, Jewe, Jaboto, Shadow Gaba, Zombie, Sanji, Tonga, Kama,
Kama,
Kama, Kama, Kama, Kama, Kama, Kama, Kama, Kama, Sanji temba rongo jita ji yun zan niya bata jau yi yun abu tsubi tindzi shibu tamba na shukuzi shabi temba da tuji yun zan mebi lindu yun bata ane kyu dungi ji shio poma na shi chundi ji shawana yisa den ru bata yitin ji kam dida yin do mung tibi gusota da yin tunji yin lusota da mebi lindu yun bata.
Let us dedicate our marriage for the flourishing of Dharma, the source of benefits and happiness throughout the universe. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other great masters and holy beings live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May this and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and may beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. In short, we dedicate our marriage for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, and may we all reach Buddhahood soon. No.
That's good. That Sunday teaching is in
No.
So that teaching is there. I think I pick a Jagan dog. Jagan dog is there. I think the other thing is that the
Just relating to the previous announcement that next Sunday there is no teaching, this is New Year. But then after that, there is the Wednesday teaching, and then Geshe-la is leaving for India for a while. So during his absence, Venerable Anitenjin Khaju will give Sunday teachings.
Yes. Kurang ke kan hebatte ki gres ta me hebatte ki mar son san ti tani kan hebatte pento indo kabres.
So I would encourage you know all of you to attend her teachings. She will teach you the things she know, and I know she's not going to teach anything she doesn't know, and I think it will be helpful to you.
So tende son san ti ira ke chambres.
So I think that's important.
So ja ani ta tende chire ta. Tā kāngshī rī, āntā pēnā chūrāntu tī kārsē tī. Zā lākpa nīngā hītā kāngā yungu mā rūpa, sōngsā, tā ngā pēkī jākāli chēmpi kīnā, chūrā ngā jākāli rūsē rīngā, dē sān zā ngīmā lā chūyī shīyā tāng. Sōsī nī, nī rī kā, nī chūyī shāwā kārī kīnā, shīyā tā, yājī yāngā tī ngā bā jūntū nī shāyī gūrīs.
So I would also encourage you to, you know, just continue your study and practice in my absence. Of course, during my absence, there's only going to be Sunday teaching. But the others, you know, not everybody, but many come to my Wednesday teaching, so it's not there. So you use that time to do your practice and do your study. As I always say that if we could put into practice as much as we can, whatever we have learned, so that's, you know, very very good and very important. So, just want to say Happy New Year right now to all.
Sanje jendo mete vuwa yi, Rokhe namda yi nashya varu, Sho yi dhamma guru rinam te alakam niyadanyami. Onasa.